Blog Talk Radio.
Just blame.
Everything's a joke. And I just washed the wheel and I overrode the wheels in the trail. Everything's a joke. New shoes, new cheese, new bag. Give me your reason. Everything's a joke. Hard in the club with me, trying to run if you can fall in love with me. Everything's a joke. Mommy hit me on the jack. Yeah. Mommy need a at the spot and I'm on the floor. Come back and sleep.
Come scoop you, try to seduce you. Half black and Chinese, she gave me the foo-foo. A little bit of that wonton soup from the hood.
Oh, that was a storyline?
storyline. Okay, so I don't
know. I don't want to watch that because it'll scar me for life seeing Hulk, like Hulk up like that.
Yo,
on a porno.
It was ill, man.
Have you seen it?
I saw it. It was ill,
did
man.
Did he go? Did he go? Oh, shaking his head, man.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's
because he's walking around the room.
Yeah, he couldn't stop around the room. He probably did that because he come or something.
brother.
Oh dear. And also on the show, it was addressed briefly by Mike Knapps, but we're gonna get into it in more detail as well. The whole WWE 14 fiasco.
This needs to be dealt with.
It must be dealt with once and for all because...
I know what I must do, Mike Knox. I see you, boss man. I see you. Don't you worry. I've got some ammo for you.
I'm off of the boss, man.
Even Austin went after Vinnie Mac.
Right
now, I see you, man. I know you employ us, man. This is probably our last show. I see you, man.
Jay, probably your last show.
Probably my last show. I know.
You're fired. I'm going to be on the show for years to come, and hopefully, my ultimate goal is to appear on Mike Knapps' show, the one where he does the 25 top females of the year. I mean, that is my ultimate goal. I mean, a woman's worth and all them things there. Oh my gosh.
Also, I'd like to discuss membership of Smack Talk Centre and the rules of Smack Talk Centre and the rules regarding banishment and promotion.
From
fast track, from banishment to admin, I want to know.
We all know what we're going on about. Well, alright then.
Get out of the way now.
This ain't the job centre, you know.
You don't get your gyro or not, you know. It's welfare or nothing like that. But it seems to me that ITN has got a few issues. See, what I still think of, here's the thing. We have what, 5 admins in Smack Talk Centre? 5 of them, right. One of them is in the States. That's Mike P, right? Yeah. Mike's Mike Knox himself, right? Then you got Cedric, you got myself, and you got Jay. So that leaves one more, right? And that's Mr. King.
Well, let's go to this next Chinese Muslim joint to get some shrimp fried rice and make salad at the same time.
If you are not alone,
Hey yo, Chang Wang, what's up?
I'll be right out.
Yo, can you use the man? Check,
eh? Right. Wait, 1 second. Okay then. Fine. Your order.
Alright, let me get 2 of them beef fried rice over here. Let me get a half a chicken wing. Don't put that little retarded leg in it, cause
right.
cut that off.
Okay then.
Don't put no onions in my white rice.
Yeah, I need 4 chicken wings fried hard and shit.
What's this?
Man, I'm not finished.
Hold on.
I'm not finished.
What's this? The two of you at once. Okay then. You want beef?
No, we want beef to eat. We ain't got no beef.
I want 4 chicken wings fried hard, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right,
about?
I'll kick your monkey asses, my fucking son.
What are you coming on the counter for, man?
Yeah, you better watch
your
hands.
Listen to me.
Hey, yo,
this
nigga got shot.
I open a restaurant in the middle of the hood and don't know what's going on.
Nigga,
I fucking represent.
I fuck you the fuck up.
I will avenge my brothers by representing and whooping your ass word at spawn.
Nigga, this ain't Channel 5, nigga.
Okay, then, I must show you Flying Fist of Judah.
You ain't gonna show me shit.
That's right.
I'm gonna show you these.
You and you.
Nigga, straight for Mortal Kombat.
You're just talking. Obviously, the two of you are just bitch ass niggas.
Nigga, well, let's do something. You talking to some
bullshit.
What's up?
What's up, nigga? Punk ass?
All right. This is a Chinese restaurant. But like Burger King, have it your way.
Nigga, here.
Sorry about that.
Real outfit.
No.
No.
Hey, yo,
Chang,
what was
that about? How do you come to this
decision
from having someone dissing wrestling, dissing everything that we like and we love, and then you get kicked out of the group? We make a show, we run the man, we diss him, don't let me have to get the footage, Mike Dog, because you were very instrumental in that show.
Hey!
Talking about how the man got pimped and that, and he used him, and
hold on, hey! That didn't come from my mouth, you know? That come from your mouth! Alright, remember that!
was. But, he helped me out on a radio show. I hollered at him. I hollered at him personally. I said, "Yo, Charles, what you saying about this radio show? Do you want to jump on the show with me one time?" He was like, "Yeah, man, no problem." You see, the story was both Jazz and Joe was not in effect, so I was thinking, okay. Shoot him. So what happened was,
well, fair play, he got pimped. He was on the show, but still not in the group.
We brought you in as the fifth admin, because we're not truly trying to bring six man in.
You know what I mean? Let's say we did bring an extra man in, and it was you. What can you bring to our firm?
What can I bring to the firm?
Yes, what can you bring?
I'll be bringing people in. I'll be updating, well, not all the time, but I'll be bringing news that people forget about, like people didn't remember about the WWE 50 years. People don't remember stuff like that, man. So I'd like to bring out the information that people have forgot.
You fancy yourself as like a historian then?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Some people like to forget, but I'm always watching wrestling, always watching old wrestling on YouTube and on my DVDs and that. So,
you hear that, Roy Warren Lucia? Well, someone's coming for your spot.
Nah, that man knows a lot to tell you. He does know shit.
Yeah, he does, man. You know what I mean? There's not many that can win an argument with him, man. I know very few that has won an argument. I'm one of them. I can gladly say that. Why? Because he's all about 20-1, and I was like, you're brute. 21-0, you're brute.
I don't know how he came up to that conclusion, man.
No, but the worst thing about it was he was dropping 20-1 memes all over every single wrestling group. Yeah. He was really adamant that was going to happen. Yeah. A bit like Jay fan, but Jay wasn't even as bad.
Yeah, he's a punk fan, so obviously he's going to take because he's a punk fan. So.
Yeah, Jay's a punk fan, but my man, he was adamant. He put up with it, and told him to, yo, Roy, Paul Bearer died. Changes everything.
Damn right.
Enough of him. Enough of that shit.
Sorry, yeah,
let's keep it moving, man. Paul Heyman, guys.
Oh, he's
just
caught me
off like
that.
Oh, yeah.
Shadow, your position is under consideration. Let's leave it at that.
So when CM Punk sat down on that night, Indian style, with a microphone in his hand,
he crossed his legs
and said what he wanted to say, Vince McMahon was like, I'll take this into consideration.
Well, he is a bit of an idiot.
Something was done straight away, man. The hook CM Punk up with the contract straight away.
Yo, don't put me on the spot on air, man. I will speak to you in confidence if we will have a board meeting, me and you.
Okay.
All
right.
you are the Vince Kennedy of this ish.
That's what I'm saying, man. If you can't handle it, man, sit down. It's like it's over.
Who would you think? Because it won't be me. I'll tell you that right now. You won't be looking at me for it. I ain't man. Okay, so I've got to hammer at yard. Okay. Let's keep it moving, man.
Alright then.
Paul Heyman, guys. I'm going to start with you, Jay. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? This was your concept. This is what you wanted. This was the idea that you wanted to bring up that we could discuss. So, fire away, man. We haven't let you talk that too tough.
Well, basically, Heyman's been running things in the WWE since he came back in, man. It seems that, basically, the WWE is becoming Heyman's ECW on the side. So I thought we'd look at the top five Heyman guys, man. Like, I hope everybody's got like their five or their personal opinions. But to me, my first choice on the list is Tommy Dreamer. He helped build ECW with Heyman. He's always busted his ass. He's even worked shows for free when ECW was struggling, and allegedly was one of the only guys that received every penny that Heyman owed him. So for me, number five, Tommy Dreamer. What about you, man?
Tommy Dreamer, wow. I never even thought of him, you know. Hey, yo, shout out to the man called Levy Levy, who was in the Smack Talk Center. You know what I mean? Him and Tommy Dreamer could pass for brothers, man. Word up. But I never even thought of that, man. That man was...
I didn't see Dreamer as a Tommy Dreamer as a Paul Heyman guy.
I mean, the thing is, I think everyone, every ECW original...
About anyone from ECW...
I bet the Paul Heyman guy.
You never really saw Austin and Heyman or Austin and Mick Foley doing a thing together. It'd just be, he'd give them the platform to be pushed, you know what I mean? Yeah. He hasn't really managed them, so... Is Heyman guys just people that have just worked for ECW or managed personally?
These are the guys that say they're associated with Paul Heyman or who Paul Heyman associates himself with. Not just the ECW, you can say, oh, what, Raven's a Heyman guy, Sandman's a Raven guy.
Paul Heyman was back on TV, CM Punk actually said, I'm a Heyman guy, you need to remember, so, and that's before he had him in his corner.
I didn't even know CM Punk was a Heyman guy, man, when he said that.
Well, I'm pretty convinced we'll get to CM Punk later. But here's the thing, Sean. I've got a question for you. If that's the if this is the case, right? WCW, Eric Bischoff was like, you know what, Austin, you're not that good. You're whack, man. You just wear black trunks, a black brief,
and you'll never make it.
And you're not gonna make it. So from when you left WCW, did he go to ECW? After that, he went to ECW. Right, and established himself a bit more before he came to the WWF.
Yeah, yeah, it's more or less. It's his promos that he's that like hard to watch. He's putting on his real true feelings about how he felt about Eric Bischoff
and how the second
making fun of Hulk Hogan and all that.
And oh, word?
Yeah, I remember he dressed up as Hulk Hogan, put the little bandana and the
yeah, did put a few Hogan promos.
Yeah, and put
that's all on YouTube, Mike, man. Hit that all up on YouTube.
We'll send you the link.
Yeah, which annoyed because he got the sack when he was injured and they just sacked him over the phone. Like,
WCW
had a knack for sacking wrestlers when they got injured and a lot of them left on bad terms.
It seems like if people go from ECW, they get screwed over, Paul Heyman takes them in, fixes them up, ready for Vince, and then off to Vince you go.
Yeah, because like ECW and WWF, they had that sort of understanding, didn't they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, WWF and WCW, they was proper rivals and shit.
Yeah, but you think about it, back to what Jay was saying, Tommy Dreamer never really made it in the WWE, really.
No, he just had the respect, he just had his people's, man. Yeah, the ECW fans. Mm, so is Guerrero a Heyman guy as well? Benoit?
I wouldn't say they were Heyman guys. I'd say they were on Heyman's, well, they're on Heyman's payroll, but I wouldn't say they were Heyman guys. Maybe Benoit Austin might be, I don't know.
Heyman Austin then? That makes Austin a Heyman Payne?
Because Austin was part of Dangerous Alliance, and that was Heyman's, man. So for me, you've all you lot have raped the list anyway, man, but 5 Tommy Dreamer, 4 Mick Foley, 3 CM Punk.
Hold on, stop. Number 4 is who? Mick Foley.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Still. He even came out and said he was a Heyman guy recently. Yeah. Was it about 10 months ago or something that he was down with Heyman? So for me, and for all the twists and turns, apparently him and Heyman used to do shitloads of work together and work on the psychology of Mick Foley in the ring, and that's what gave him ultimately his Mankind and his Cactus Jacks and stuff like that. So Mick Foley, without a doubt, is a Heyman guy.
Yeah. You don't know that dude. No crap come from WWF.
Nah, I came from.
Did he?
His childhood.
Oh my bad. Sorry.
He wanted to be like Shawn Michaels. So in a way, he could say that dude that was played off Shawn Michaels. He wants to get all the girls and that.
Is Mikey Whipwreck in the list?
Who? Nah, just put him in the list.
Oh. Hello?
I see. Not in the list.
Hey?
I didn't put him in the list, no.
Okay.
I'm with that one. Mick Foley.
I suppose you just said a name that was like somebody popping in a lift. It's like everybody's looking at each other like crazy.
He was all right. He didn't really win matches, but he was good at selling.
Fucking Heath Slater's good at selling. That dude.
Evan Bourne as well. And Dean Ambrose.
Evan Bourne. It's not too much to eat. Look upon him now. You know what I mean? Probably Big Worm still after him. Minnow. But no, man. Number 3. I'm surprised he said this one. Coming, I say it's coming for
Batman. Man.
I know
it was his term, and I'm one of his biggest fans. Me and Shad probably some of the biggest fans of him. But I put CM Punk at number 3.
You put him above Big Show.
I was toying with Big Show. I was
going to put Big Show on your list.
I was going to put Big Show in for Tommy Dreamer, but I was like, I couldn't make my mind up. Big Show is an honourable mention.
Yeah.
Where's Brock then,
fifth? Whoa, number two. What is the time, man? He said number three was CM Punk. Now, as I said, CM Punk, I expected him to be number one.
Number two.
I expected CM Punk to be number one, you know what I mean? And in fact, number one, two, three, four, and five. That's what I thought.
Phil Brooks would have been like number three.
okay, that's honourable of you, Jay. You know, I mean,
Mike, if I'd have put him in number one, everybody would have expected it. They'd have been, oh yeah, Jay Midas, he loves it. Sitting there surrounded by tissues and his Best in the World t-shirt on and fucking tearing his wrist guard so his wrist don't snap with the X's on. Fuck y'all, man. I know how you think, man. I know how you lot think. Fucking words.
Fucking care what the masses think. He just speaks his mind. Now, that's what a Heyman guy would do. He doesn't bow to what everyone else thinks. So, well, you dropping him just because everyone else is going to think, and to be honest, I would have thought, you are right, I would have thought that, and I think everyone else would have thought,
yeah!
I didn't think he was going to be number one, to be honest. I thought he was going to turn into the CM Punk show.
All due respect to Phil Brooks, man, him I done. Number two!
Is Phil Brooks?
I'm the CM Punk!
Oh, I'm the
in town, you can pick up that album and two DVDs for a fiver. Two wrestling.
Well, that's what you could do, but that entertainment is now closed.
Is it?
Yeah, it's closed down now, man. That's bad, Holmes. That was a good shot. Yeah, it was.
He's come home. I know you've been to Wolves in time.
Well, yeah, clearly, because you're not in the area at one time, innit? But, yeah, it's true, man. I mean, so shout out to Chris Banks. That's why I got to see him on SEC, man. Man's been lucky, he's been hunting up and down for job.
Oh, he worked in there?
Yeah, he's working there, man.
Oh, I've probably seen him still.
Yeah, you've seen him.
Yeah, can I get a refund? I need to set that something, man.
Yo, Shadow, they don't take back films like Men in Black Men. So you're just going to have to eBay that.
That should be conversion. Yeah, steel case and everything.
Oh, no! Bits of back.
Starring Willie Smith and Tommy Lee Mone.
Oh no! So, okay, number three. Now to number two. What was your number two?
My number two was Stone Cold Steve Austin as part of the Dangerous Alliance, but we've already touched on Stone Cold. Him and Heyman did a lot of work together, man. A hell of a lot of work together in the early days before Austin got his big break in WWF, WWE, whatever you want to call it nowadays. So for me, I put Stone Cold as number two.
Yeah, man.
Fair enough.
Yeah, man.
But again, what about RVD?
Whoa!
Again, honourable mention, man. Honourable mention.
Honourable mention? I thought he was going to be top of five.
He should have been on the list. To be fair,
well,
he wants to be my own list.
I
haven't done my list, but if I was,
I would have been.
Yeah.
Well,
then
I do a list.
I don't know, Holmes. I don't know what IBD's name is, man. Well,
Robert Van Damme.
He's another one. He's a smoky tweed. You know what I mean? But he may have to cut that.
That's why we had the belt. I took it off him, man. He got popped for wellness.
Oh, for real?
I put this in a tape in him.
He was beat around them times as well.
2006, one of my favourite years. Yeah. I've documented that a million times.
Was the one night stand in 2005, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think 2006 was the one where John Cena got booed out of the building when he was against RVD.
Yeah.
And then Edge come and speared his blow well.
RVD's real name's Robert Alex
Sikowski,
yeah. I can't remember anything, that's it, man.
Oh, you have heard the news, anyway, speaking of... What from the Paul Heyman guy, but have you heard about Taz?
Taz?
Resigned to TNA.
What arm to him? He's gone from TNA?
He's on the way to WWE, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah,
he signed a new contract.
He signed?
Yeah, he released a tweet saying, I've re-signed for TNA, hashtag happy I'm home, or something like that. He's a fool, man, idiot, waste man.
Oh, he's re-signed with TNA, has he?
Yeah, he's re-signed today.
Seed, well, boy, it's like, yo, see, what happened was, his contract expired, and that's what happened.
He said something like, oh, I'll see you in Manhattan or something.
No,
like
it's FPL, Brooklyn or something like that. Yeah, some big show.
On the 15th.
And then he quickly shut down that place.
Yeah.
I think that was probably just a plug to get them, give them a better contract or more money.
Yeah.
Could well be, because you know these wrestlers be using social media now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To further themselves, and you know what I mean? The WF, they do it as well, man. You know what I mean? They use their Twitter to trick people. And you know what? I like it, man.
Yeah.
Because someone like Taz, Steam,
all they do is kind of
man. Oh, yo, shout out to Mark Henry. Mark Henry played everybody with social media.
That was superb. That was superb, man. I like it. I'm all for this social media. Trick knowledge through social media. Why? Because you've always got motherfuckers out there talking about, bro, how's this left TNA? That means the coaching W is coming on Raw next week. You know, I mean, you've got them out there and I put it on them in Facebook and then, oh.
At the same time, people are like, oh, shit, Doink the Clown's dead. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame next year.
Word up, man. Is he already in the Hall of Fame or blood class?
Huh?
I think.
Nah,
is he already in there?
Nah,
I don't think I can put him in because there's so many people that played him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you got news, but WrestleMania 1, he had a match against Ricky Steamboat. He lost.
WrestleMania 1?
One!
Doink!
Yeah.
Doink the Clown!
Yeah. Well, Matt. Oh,
as Doink, though.
Nah, just to do the same style.
Oh! You're frightened.
I did see the name of the real Doink when I was.
What's his name? Matt Osborne.
Yeah, Matt Bourne or something like that.
I didn't even know that Matt Bourne was you. I was on the. Someone told me that it was Doink was Schumer at one point, Brooklyn Bourne.
Yeah, it was Matt for 93, all of 93, that match against Bret Hart at SummerSlam. And then 94 was the next people. So it was only all the time it was a heel, that was that Matt dude.
I never knew that, you know. I never knew. I thought it was the same man that claimed all the wrestler. Here's me thinking at the same time that I came on Raw and found last year.
He only played it for like a year.
I'm still pissed off that he beat Crush. Back then, I was supposed to be. I think you should be pushed about two or three times. I'm thinking, yo, I'm fucking listening to this clown. You can't really get no respect if you can't beat a clown. You know what I mean? You're never going to be world champion.
Yeah, man, it's an evil clown, man. It's like it.
Mm-hmm.
People are still scared of it today, man. The crown has credibility, man.
I can't lie to you. It coming like Chucky because sometimes I feel kind of afraid when I'm getting my hair trimmed. You know, like, especially when I'm getting my beard and my stash done, and the barber tells me to tip my head back like this.
Fandango and Summer Rae and they've already done Med the Shield and even the new one that come through the other day, Curtis Axel, Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah. I got Mr. Perfect the other day. Shout out to Kurt Henning and his family.
Word up, man.
But you're a recipe to Matt Bourne. That's his real name.
Rest in peace to Matt Bourne.
Nothing to do with the film. Born Identity.
No, you don't want to be involved with them, man.
Also, Evan Bourne.
Evan Bourne. I don't know, could be related. Might want to check that out.
Do you think that's one for Boy Boy and Lucia?
Nah, not even. Wouldn't Lucia do that? Did you know that Luce?
Luce?
The Matt Osborne was at WrestleMania 1.
He knew, man.
I've got to say, Dragon,
with the jacket, you mentioned him earlier.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd like to know if we knew that.
I mean, no, man, live on, live long, Matt Bourne, man. Flipping hell, man. Too many. Oh, and the other one that did die, she was in the Glow King, and she was called Big Bad Mama. She appeared in Married with Children as well. She's gone the other day, man. Yeah, for real. And the next, and Jim Kelly, man, of Enter the Dragon fame. Yeah. He's not wrestling. Oh, yes, he is. I'll tell you why. You see that man there? He used all them kick and martial arts moves. And now you got man like Kofi Kingston and X-Pac and CM Punk doing all them breeder moves.
We need to have a quick correction. It's not Matt Bourne, it's Matt Osborne.
I said Matt Osborne? That's what I've been saying?
Yeah, I thought you said Matt Bourne.
You don't say Matt Bourne.
Well, I mean, you can't say Matt Bourne.
Well, thanks for correcting us.
I could either Osborne or Bourne. You lot was like Bourne. So
I didn't hear. Yeah. I didn't say I didn't hear.
You lot said, and then just now when you said something about, if it's like Evan Bourne, I was like, Osborne?
It was still performing until 6 months before your death, apparently.
Oh, there's another story that you might not want to know, man, about him. When X-Pac went to a WWE rehab, he was there and X-Pac tweeted saying how, he wasn't surprised, like. So,
what do you mean he wasn't surprised?
Sometimes obviously he had his look about his demons and that. And then there's even further shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, he was wrestling in Georgia, and he almost got the tag team Arn Anderson, but then some sexual assault came out about him, man.
Who?
About Matt Osborne.
Ah, word.
He wasn't an angel, man. He was far from an angel, man.
He was a bad one.
He was a bad clown.
So, yeah, he had to leave town, man. So, but he could have been attacking with Arn Anderson.
Dotty boy.
Something to go on with him, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
I can see they all was in a better place.
Yeah, by the way, there were 7 doinks altogether. That's not including Dink, Rink and Sink. And all the midget ones.
And Breezy and Weezy and Pleasy. Oh no, that was the King people in it.
Yeah. You want to give Jerry Lawler nightmares and shit now? Right, enough of that shit.
Number one on my list. It ain't going to be no surprise. We ain't said him yet, man. It's his client, Brock Lesnar, the Beast. How can Brock Lesnar not be number one? Heyman just used this guy as the poster boy for Heyman. Heyman Nation. Hashtag Heyman Nation. Brock Lesnar comes in, destroys Heyman Hustle, Heyman Nation, Heyman guys. This guy, Brock Lesnar, is an absolute machine. And Heyman has been with him from day one to now. And when CM Punk and Heyman, and CM Punk and Brock come to blows, I guarantee you, he's not going to be on CM Punk's side. Guarantee you that's what's going to happen. So yeah, my number one man, Brock Lesnar.
I'm sure even these forgotten action, man.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, man. I mean, run away from your boyfriend. I mean, leave Pete now. And then the next week on Raw, Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy was like, yeah, man, all right, we're going to take for this match. There's Brock Lesnar, keep man going. Why is this guy in too bad? And the dry steel chair after him now. Then Nick Brock Lesnar and I am head.
That chair shot by Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy even. And yeah. Like this, and then,
Brock Lesnar even felt that.
He just jumped out the ring and was,
Word up, man. The chair shot had no effect. And then what smashed it as well was the match between him, Brock and Iraq, coming up to SummerSlam 2002. Mm-hmm. And you can see the immense training that the both of them had to go through. And you see Brock bathing in ice on some Universal Soldier shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, sir. Because I know I was raised and growing up in my family that you always must have a hot bath. If you ever call back, you're not dead. You see what I mean? You see what I'm saying? I see that man bathing ice, I'm like, nah, man, this guy is something else.
Mm. Yeah, it relaxes the muscles after, like, strenuous activity. I've seen him do it on the Olympics. What's that, light-skinned bird, man, who won the Olympics, man. She's like one of the poster women for the
Olympics. Of England?
Yeah.
My girl. Nice
one. Ennis.
Yeah, Ennis, that's the one. I seen her jump into a hole, like, you know, like the bins you have, the refuse, the big black bin, jumped into one of them full of ice, and it looked naughty, to be fair. And that was straight after whatever her race was.
Look, man, on a science tip, when you jump into ice, it makes all the muscles and that contract, man, and then like when you get into something hot after that, and then they all relax and it gets all the toxins and everything out of your muscles. So that's just something I learned when I was a football coach.
See, my mum would let me do that, jump in ice and then jump to some hot shit straight after that. My mum told me, yo, Mikey, I can't catch cold. You know what I mean?
Mike, it burns fat and stuff like that, man. When you jump into ice, your body's metabolism gets kicked up to 100, man. It burns everything, all the excess shit, man. So you'll never die. You won't die in a cold bath because your body temperature inside you is hot. So, but fuck the science lesson anyway. That is why people jump in ice.
When people chop off people's arms and legs to keep it in ice,
doesn't it? Well, yeah, it preserves. Ice preserves.
That's
man.
I like doing, man.
Don't know what chop off people's arms. So what? One, your name Batista now. You know what? Your name Batista, man of the Iron Fist. What? Brock Lesnar, no surprise.
My top five was 5, Tommy Dreamer, 4, Mick Foley, 3, CM Punk, 2, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and number 1, Brock Lesnar. That's my top 5, Heyman, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I want to give it.
You never know, in a few years, maybe this time next year, I could do it again, and then Curtis Axel could be on there, Rob Van Dam could be on there, there could be even someone else on there.
Maybe Heidenreich?
I've got a question for speaking of Heidenreich, do any of you mans remember when Heidenreich raped Michael Cole? Does any of you mans remember watching that? he turned into the back, was right behind him, and he made it out like he was going to rape him.
I mean, chat point him, you know.
I got a question for the three of you.
Go on.
Who do you want to be, or do you reckon will be the next Heyman guy? So if it happens, you can say, yes, I called it first.
Whoa. Honestly, the next Heyman guy, I would like to see the double switch, man. I'd like to see D. Bryan go over to Heyman and Punk go into D. Bryan's spot, man.
That's a good idea.
Whoa. I'm Christian, man.
What are you saying,
my dog? Damn, son. Flipping out.
We'd love to see the next Heyman guy to get that next big push.
Boy. You know what?
Could be someone in developmental. Could be someone in
the UK. It could be someone in developmental.
Someone in Japan.
You know what I mean? I can't stand his blood clots. But you know what? It's for a good. It's for the greater good. I can't stand him for the greater good.
His name. Don't say that.
Yeah, man. I'm talking about Barrett, man.
Barrett.
Yo, yeah. Barrett's a good shout, you know.
Good one as well, actually.
Red Barrett, man. But
the thing about Paul Heyman is he's a talker, so he does the talking. Barrett's already a good talker. Mike Punk is already a good talker. But
true that.
You need someone who's not as good, the best of talkers. If you're gonna have Heyman in your corner.
Murder.
To help sell them to personally. Heard that from us. You know, he's a good talker.
Yeah, he was quick to talk shit at Triple H, though. Yeah, Triple H was like, I'm...
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, Triple H head taking was like, oh, lad. I'm going to no more.
Speaking of, I've seen on the Sun today, I didn't click on it because I haven't watched Raw and I didn't want to spoil Raw.
You might as well spoil it, man. God, why?
I saw an article, and I didn't read it, but apparently Daniel Bryan had an argument with Triple H backstage.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah. What was that about?
He didn't want to stop the match, basically.
That week, a couple of weeks ago.
It turned out better for us. The next week, they got the main event pop on Raw. They got to finish the show, so... And in a damn good match.
Yeah, and Triple Doug said to him, he said, Daniel Bryan, calm your beard. Right? he said, calm your beard. I mean, stroke it for 2 seconds. Let me tell you something. And he whispered in his ear and he said this. We've got big plans for you this summer. And Daniel Bryan was like, what? Triple T even said, we've got big plans for you this summer. And Daniel Bryan was like, what? Yeah, we might make you WWE champion. And Daniel Bryan was like, yes!
You know what, though? I think that's somewhat hypocritical because Triple H has never had a match stopped on him. And the only time he has was fake, pretend injury. and even then he tried to fight it. You know what I mean? He was kicking off saying he didn't want it. I mean, look when he...
You have to remember something. You have to remember something. Back then, Triple T, it was TV-14. Nothing was getting stopped. You know what I mean?
PG... What do you think today, Triple H will allow his match to get stopped? I don't think so.
PG? You know what I mean? PG era now, if you cut your thumb, the match is getting stopped. That's how it goes.
I think he should be too proud to have his own match stopped anyway. Like, even though he's
being TV. He's watching. And he's old school. To get fucked up on his watch.
And he makes sure, don't think about Triple as well. He always makes sure, that his storylines have that edge as well. If you know me. They've always got that attitude edge.
Yeah.
What do you think? Heyman guy?
Well, I think it's very hard. Heyman has a black guy, do you know what I mean? I mean, everyone knows about Kofi Kingston. Could probably make it to the next level, but, you know, he's just been cursed as being, like, a high-level mid-carder.
For he has the curse of being a long-neck title, isn't
he? Yeah, as we know, do you know what I mean? I mean, I think he could make it on his own, but if they gave him Paul Heyman, he would definitely make it. You know what I mean? Because there'd be no point keeping it.
I ain't down with that at all.
Why are you not down with that?
Because Kofi's too much of a nice guy, man, for him to turn full-blown heel and go with Heyman.
That's
what his character needs,
right? That's how it works. Do you know what I mean? That's someone really nice than someone that's half nice anyway.
Yeah.
That's how you catch the fans out as well.
Yeah. And the younger fans will buy into it more as well. Do you know what I mean? Because we've seen he can do that aggressive attitude. Are you saying that he should stay on his own, keep being happy Kofi, and getting nowhere? Because the face of Kofi ain't been working for years. Heyman is a guy who can push him to that next level. Because he's already got the skills.
You know what Kofi's on? He's on that Rocky Marvia-ish. You see what I'm saying? Rocky Marvia is always smiling, and then the crowd then thump on him. And the rapper's like, I'm Bumba Clark.
I can't even turn on Kofi, though.
Nah,
I think he's a high
player, don't you? Turn on high players. True, I think somebody like Brodus Clay, you know his original gimmick when he came in as Del Rio's enforcer, if he went into the Heyman stable, because Brodus don't talk well, man, but he's a beast, and if Heyman works with him, and him and Brock, oh shit, sorry man, it'd be over.
I enjoy watching him dance, you know what I mean? What's going to happen to the Funkettes, and what's going to happen to Sweet...
Ice fresh, go home, you're drunk. Y'all talk about the Funkus Actor. Cameron and Naomi, my girls. To the next one, what are you doing now?
There's
another girl rolling with them.
What, number two?
Oh, no, that was Raw, sorry.
Was that one? I don't remember. Is that, the of a bed that's rolling with him. Was she on Raw 2 weeks ago?
She was just on the main event.
I forgot her name though, man. Look, like I said, we've seen Paul Heyman take people from nothing to superstar. I want to see him take someone who's stalling and then push him. Someone who's just stalled eternally. It doesn't have to be Kofi, but I think he's a good person.
Which comes to my person who I was going to say he needs to join me?
Zack Ryder.
Our survey said.
Oh,
who
no!
Zack Ryder!
Who will you know each other?
Disrespect. I think it was Christy Hemme or something.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? That's where my man needs to go, Zack Ryder, because that's what he do, man. Yeah. Disrespect the old man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just because he couldn't get in his panty. Right. man, it's real. She's a Gracie, man. You know what I mean? She does Gracie jiu-jitsu. Mm. You couldn't last 2 minutes in bed with her anyway. You know what I mean? I met two met Karhowski and this one here, Jay. He's playing it on his high pod.
Really? On repeat as well, man.
What the hell's wrong with you?
To be honest, Zack Ryder is one of my candidates to get sacked when I do the next round of sacking. There's no point having him there. Like, he loses matches every week.
And then he goes on Twitter and moans about it, man.
Do you know what I mean? I can't remember last time he won a match. I'd love to see Barry Horowitz take his place. I'm sure he must be wrestling in some independent somewhere. And he's got a mean ass dropkick. That would be it as well. And he's got a gimmick. Instead of the fist pumping, it's the back tapping. You know what I mean? It's like he's reassuring himself everything's going to be alright. That push is coming. You know what I mean?
Regardless of what you lot think, Zack Ryder's over. People like Zack Ryder. The guy made his own buzz. Now, you don't see that very often in WWE. He made his own buzz.
You have his Long Island story. Get that. That's all paid out now, so...
It is now, but he did that, and like everybody wanted to get on board, man.
What month from 2009 or 2010?
You tell me wrestlers create buzz like that. None of them will. They're lazy, man. They're lazy. At least he went out and worked. That's why I give him props.
Internet wrestling champion, yeah, I'd blow
up. Give him props for that, but then he got into the ring and he can wrestle, but he ain't good enough.
I mean, he's won the US title for a week or something. I don't even know, man. Title for two years.
I mean, Zack Ryder's best highlight of his career when he got tombstoned into the concrete steel floor by Hero Kane. That was beautiful. that was gruesomest things I've ever seen. And he looked on Evex off. What are you gonna do, bitch? Wow! Tombstone! That was beautiful. That happened at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And I ran all over the
heaven. I remember that.
And then John Peter with his dumb ass class and saver. Then I've been trying to save Eve. What happened to him? Choke slam! Blow!
Even John Cena was trying to help him get a push and kept mentioning his name. And he's got John Cena behind JG Fink. You know, with John Cena being the top guy, you might go somewhere, but not him. John Cena's influence has managed to get him more than 2 minutes TV time a week. If you ask me, they should stop announcing his name, get rid of his music, and just bring him out in some default costume and just have him be the best of the
problem. Larry had no music, just make an appearance.
From Jack Swagger, WrestleMania entrance.
When we come back from the break, he's just there, standing in the ring.
I mean, with black panty. You know what I mean?
And then freely to the match, make a little bit of offense, and then that's it, whoever it is, hits him with the finisher, puts him to sleep, and then.
Make him fight Randy Orton. Randy Orton kicks him in the head.
Yeah, man!
And that's it.
Yeah, man, let him done! You finish!
Let's agree to disagree.
It was a killer. And he performed it himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, no, that's not by Fozzy. That's by somebody else, man. I can't remember.
Did you perform it now, though? The version that you got now, is that performed by Jericho?
No, I don't think
I touched
it
off, I think. Well, yeah, probably did, man.
I'll give a quick shout out to my mum's real quick, man. She hates the living colour, man. You know what I mean? She's two men in dreadlocks jumping up and down at WrestleMania, idiot.
There's another history. I was like, oh no.
Mike, I already touched on this, man. Look, a black man can hold a guitar, man. The best guitar player in the world ever was Jimi Hendrix. Then you've got Prince. Then you've got Slash, who's actually from Wales as well. So, I'm sorry, man, I have to disagree on that point.
Romance. You ever seen
Yeah, like that, yeah. Gary Newman's character.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
not
too dread.
Yeah, yeah.
On a real, this guy is good, and I'm really surprised they'd let him go, man.
And Crimson as well.
Well, Crimson's just come back.
Yeah.
Oh, he's really good,
he just comes back, and then they replace him.
No way.
I'm sure he's all get injured.
See, yeah. I haven't watched TNA for years, look, and to be honest, in my whole life, I've probably only seen about maybe 2 hours of TNA programming. I've never watched a whole show. To be honest, it grates me when I turn it on and it's that dark. I think is this TNA or is this a dark match? I don't know what kind of fucking level that solar power building or something. You know what I mean? They need to put the watches on a light bulb, man, because I don't see what the fuck's going on.
Oh, yeah, hey. You know,
don't
predict me about that one.
You know what I mean? But it's all right when it's holding and stuff, like the blonde and stuff. But when you got people like, what's his name? Oh, what's that Macho Man and Randy Savage rip-off dude?
Jay Lethal. I had a joke. Can I tell a quick joke? Jay Lethal was part of TNA, man.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Jay Lethal and Macho Man?
Uh-oh. We're black.
They both died on impact.
I've been hearing it, but me not posting on STC. You know why? Yeah. Because I ain't trying to get gassed about it. But we'll speak about it anyway.
What's the rumor?
On the top. His contract soon done.
Whoa, he's coming to WWF to fight Undertaker.
Here we go again.
Every year.
This match should have happened 10, 15 years ago, man. If it happens now, it is the waste of their time. I'm sorry.
20 years ago?
None of them are in the condition to give us a great match, to be honest.
That Taker is.
Here's the thing, man. Taker needs a younger guy to make him look good. Like, Punk made Taker look good. Taker made Punk look good.
Yeah,
You get 12 dudes in the ring.
Because he was fighting Triple H and Shawn Michaels the last few years.
Yeah, but they're not fucking 62, like, Fiend.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I mean, last time I checked, Sting can still move about in the ring.
Yeah, because
if
it was Undertaker versus Undertaker, like two people of that age, then it'd be a good match. The thing is Sting up to Undertaker's level, because I've not seen Sting for years, to be honest. I haven't seen him since the WCW days.
And would Sting come in just to lose to Undertaker?
I mean, Sting was fighting Bully Ray for the title.
You shouldn't be fighting for titles at that age, man.
You're fighting for it.
It ain't going to happen, man. It ain't going to happen. Slam this story. I don't even want to get into it, man. It ain't going to happen. This is bullshit. We spoke about this on the playground 15 years ago.
To give him a match, maybe against somebody, just to give him his Hall of Fame induction.
I don't want to see him come now and get a big payoff and then just fuck off. It's too late for him now. He's had his chance. You know what I mean?
I just want to see him for the Hall of Fame or anything. That's it.
Oh, the WWE Hall of Fame, that's in Vince Kennedy's head.
Yep, that one.
Yeah, man. Because shout out to my man, Glenn Roof. I mean, big up to that man. He came through on the show last week.
Yeah, shout out to him. Yo, Glenn Roof, I've got something to say to you, man. Yo, delete one of your friends, man. I've sent you a friend request, but you're saying you got too many friends. So just delete someone, and then everything's all good.
Yeah, man, delete one of your stalkers or something, man. Yeah. I mean, them stalkers ain't good, man. Send your Dobermans after him, man. Where is that, man? That's what I do. Tell me, say you have 3 Dobermen, you know. 3 of them.
Damn.
You know what I mean? One of them scares the ish out of me. One of them scares the shit out of me, right? You have 3 of them. Blowing the bus clubs. I told him straight. I said, Glenn, me not come to your house for dinner. That's all I'm saying. Nah, big up to that dude, man. Wicked piece of show. You know what I mean? Watch out for Glenn Roof. He'll be back on the STC, you know what I mean, at a later date. Bye. Enough of that shit. Right, Jay. We might as well get it over and done with. Mm-hmm. Do you have a few words for Mike Knox?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me start with Tons of Funk and Cody Rhodes. My God, man. Mike P, come on, man. No, these three are so shit.
You got to put
in
on what's going on. What? Well, you see what happened.
Let me just give you a recap. Yeah, the last show, Mike Knox bigged up how the fans go mad for Tons of Funk when they come out. And people, I think it was Spotface, it might have been KME, were there saying, no, they're shit, man. And he's like, no, you have. When was the last time you went to a live event and you saw it go off when these guys come out, man? The fans love it. To me, that sickens me to my stomach, man. I understand what he says about Too Cool. That used to happen. Too Cool used to come out.
Too Hot, man.
Everybody used to bounce to it, man, and do the shuffle and that. But the thing is, those dudes were not constant jobbers, man. They were at the end, but when they came out, they were hot. They were a good tag team. They had a good finisher. They worked together well, and they could wrestle.
Yeah, tons of... Cool, yeah. I can't compare Too Cool to these.
The only thing that was bad about Too Cool was a little bit too goofy, but they were okay in the ring.
But you're watching Albert, some sweaty, bearded, S&M, Japanese, fake tattooed, wearing fucking...
All the four letter words you can think of,
yeah. Sweaty, dirty, anything, just Albert come out, and then you, sweet tea, as they call it.
Sweet tea, that's disrespect, that is. You know what? I like sweet tea, you know. Not me doing the shovel.
No, man. Sweet tea is disrespect. You know why? Because when you hear the name sweet tea,
Disband that whack tag team, send the Funkadactyls over to Kofi, get them to get their wine on. Job's a good one. Kofi comes out, he's got his new angle, two girls keep bouncing their batties everywhere, he's just in the middle dancing. Happy day.
You know what I mean? Either that or put the Funkadactyls with the prime time pairs. Like one of them, Darren Young. It's the Usos. The Usos. One of them dating the Usos. Darren Young's dating Tamina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That makes sense now. One of the Usos them is dating Daffy, Naomi. Right? Put them with them, man.
Nah, the Usos don't need it, man. The Usos have got talent. The Usos are going to go far. They don't need women hanging off them, man.
True. That's cool.
You know what, though? This thing with the Shield... I think Stevie, because that about a few months ago, Oliver Hood went to see like which tag team would like to see challenge for the tag team titles. And this was months ago when like near the start of Hell No was reign and the WWE Universe voted the Usos and they still haven't had their title shot.
Right now. On the pre-show.
Yeah, bearing in mind that's who the Universe voted for. It took a month, and now we're just gonna get squashed to the Shield.
They're not, man.
They're not going to beat the Shield. If that happens, I will eat my hat.
On a pre-show as well. That is horrible. You know what I mean? Because once again, I picked him up before, we pick him up again. Ben Roof told me, he said something interesting last week. He said, the Usos, he feels, they should defeat the Shield, even if that's the title for a week. Yeah. I'm like, whoa.
They need that credibility. You know, they've been around for quite a while. They've been around for like 2-3 years.
I know.
I've got some old wrestling, and I was like, yo, these guys have been around for ages.
But you forget, because they're not on that TV that often.
Exactly, unless you're tuning to
as well. I mean, they even gave Primo and Epico the belt. Nobody wants to see
them. Oh, yeah, they've been around for ages.
What the hell, they've had the belts for ages. That was part of the reason why the tag team division suffered, because nobody cares about two foreign dudes, you know what I mean? And we've cared about Rosa Mendes. We did.
That girl speaks Spanish, man. Sometimes she speaks Spanish. Game over.
She doesn't need to speak. Just what?
Just speaking out of staff.
looks all good from where I've been saying.
God, he's put her back on TV.
And they need to, they need to give her and someone else to manage.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Why can't Fandango come down with her? I know you love Summer Rae, Mike, but...
Yeah, Summer Rae, hot man.
I prefer the other one, man.
The Darkhead one.
Yeah,
the Darkhead one as well.
I prefer her, man.
I thought the blonde one looked alright, but when it zooms in, I don't know if you watch it on HD yet, Summer Rae ain't that bright now.
You're not that bright and sparkly?
No. I mean, from a distance, you know what I mean?
You're not this watch NXT, man. Fuck you now. There's some divas on there that can actually wrestle. Summer Rae was on there, but also not the greatest wrestler.
That's what Emma does, you know what I mean?
Intelligence, Summer Rae, you're just a face. You know what I mean? Face that only goes so far.
Summer Rae, that girl got let, Lord God. That girl got legs, man. I got weakness for legs, man. There's no secret about that, man. Was it stable? One of them put their leg round Victor Kennedy. And Victor Kennedy was killing these. Yeah. I'm like, Lord. You know what I mean? You can see her crutches all from there, man.
Obviously them two, man, Brody Clay came in as a beast, now some dancing fucking fool, some racial stereotype, man, which I look at, man, and he infuriates me.
What is Brody Clay anyway? What race is your nationality?
I know that girl is now.
Sorry. So black Hispanic or something.
Snoop Dogg's cousin.
What?
He appeared on WrestleMania 24, just like Floyd Mayweather, just like a lot of people, man.
That's a good idea. Snoop Lion on the take out WrestleMania 30.
I honestly on the take on proper Snoop Lion, man.
Anything on him, because that guy just infuriates me just massively, man. But Mike P sees him as a future star, man. Personally, I want to see him future endeavoured, because the guy is shit.
Him to teach him the ropes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Had his player, man. He's had more than enough time, and yeah, he's not failed at all.
I think he has at times, and at other times. He was really, I was getting into him when he was doing the whole mask thing and the hoodie. That hoodie that he had,
don't bring that up either, man. When Jim Cody Rhodes was disfigured, Cody Rhodes, but he had a see-through mask on that showed no disfigurement at all. In a mask.
That's stupid, that one. You've got a paper bag, put a lot of your exposing ass now.
Oh, no! I just cannot fuck with Cody at all, man. The guy.
I'm not with Cody either. Give him time, he will come good.
Two thousand three, four, around about then. 2003, 2004, man. The guy's had 10 years. Even if he can't do anything in 10 years, and then have to be put with Sandow, so Sandow can beat for him, then he's just an ignoramus, and he should be.
Sandow, he'd be a perfect Heyman guy.
That's the Cody.
Well, Sandow's got lyrics though.
Yeah, it's one claim to fame for Cody Rhodes is bringing back the IC title, the better looking IC title.
That was one highlight. He'd make that prestigious again. Also, his WrestleMania match against Randy Orton with Piggy Bob Ted DiBiase, that was really good.
I prefer the Big Show match. I prefer the Rey Mysterio match.
Rey Mysterio versus
Cody. Yeah.
If you go back and watch that Randy, because I thought it was going to be a black match, but I looked forward to this match. And then that match, that was a shocker of the card. I don't know what WrestleMania it was, to be fair.
It's got
to
be the recent one.
27,
right. I don't remember 27.
That one's where Roy Warren is Lucifer. So,
you can't call it that!
What is it?
You can call it Loose. That's your new name from now on, Roy. You don't lose from now on.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, enough, man.
We
can cut that part out. Just cut when I get to the Loose part, cut it and cut out the if.
Actually, don't cut out the wrong bit like me.
That's a joke, King Man. Oh dear. Jay?
The next issue, the crux of the show, the beast that me and you are willing to fall out about, Mike Dog, and I don't know where Shadow sits, but I know Icy's purely on the fence, is The Rock on the cover of WWE 14K.
There's some bullshit right now, man.
Just let me hit you with some facts. And then you lot can come back and tell me I'm fine.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? I found this out earlier in the year. I found this out about 4 or 5 months ago. So when they unveiled it, it wasn't even a shock to me. I mean, I can't remember where I read it. It must have been on Smack Talk Centre.
Oh, Smack Talk Centre, Powerbomb Pro Wrestling News. We don't know The Rock was going to be on the cover. We already done knew that.
Yeah. So how come your anger's not subsided? Or is it just the fact that you finally seen it and then you believed it, you thought it was a rumour, Jay?
Well, this is the thing, man. The WWE always pull switches, so they say, yeah, Rock's on the cover. I heard that months ago as well, when THQ lost the rights to the game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's chops and changes, man. There's all sorts of shit that comes out. And something that pissed me off today, even more, as a pre-order bonus, you get the Ultimate Warrior.
Whoa!
Listen, the WWE...
You know what? That's possible. That's the same problem they had when they make John Cena as a character. They don't have enough moves to create a whole moveset for Ultimate Warrior. They've got like a gorilla press, a power slam, shake the ropes, splash.
I know Jazz loves him. I know there's people out there that love the Warrior, but the guy as a ref.
To be honest, in the Warrior Hogan days, I was more of a Hogan fan, but Warrior was, because I was a kid and I never saw what he really was. I couldn't see how shit the wrestler he was. I was sucked into the gimmick.
Same here.
You know what I mean? But now when you look back at Warrior, you see how bad he was.
You say that about the Warrior. It's not really, is
it? Yeah, Shadow, he's promos with dogs as well, man.
Yeah, he's promos with bollocks, to be fair.
He's absolute bullshit. Like 1.5 minutes, and then did 4.5 minutes of bullshit in the ring, man. Honestly.
You gotta love his deep, gruff, constipated voice.
I mean, I got caught up in the name. The name was simply put Ultimate Warrior. That to me means no one could beat him. I got sucked into that. I was, come on, man. I was only 10.
WrestleMania 6 brought me to the dance. You know what? I still think it was a fast count because Hogan kicked out, you know what I mean?
No, I actually did that because he didn't want to do. You know what Hogan's like, man? It's a selfish bull bastard. And he
no!
He did not want. He wanted to make himself look strong in the feet. So, oh, I'll kick out at the three and make myself look good. And now, another thing as well, that when he's giving him the belt, the referee's Earl Hebner is trying to give Warrior the belt, but Warrior's ignoring him. And then the screen goes off, and then comes back, and then Hogan goes to get the belt. So I'm thinking, okay, so Hogan obviously wanted to give Thingy the belt.
Yeah,
and
he's
got, yeah, and he's going on, like, he's telling everybody, he's saying, oh yeah, I did that because it was the right thing to do, I did that because it wasn't planned, I just felt it was the right thing to do. So if it wasn't planned, why won't you let Earl Hebner give him the belt?
Interesting.
But back to the matter at hand.
Yeah.
The Rock right. On your cover. Right. Now, they've got an issue with this. I'm the complete opposite. Right. Jay, go.
Look, let me hit you with the facts first, right? The Rock has appeared on half of the WWE, WS Games franchises under different developers, right? From Utes to Acclaim to THQ and so on. He's been on the cover of themed WWE games so far. With WWE 14K being his 15th appearance, these are the games. WF Attitude 99, WrestleMania 2000 99, SmackDown 2000, SmackDown 2 Know Your Role, WWF Royal Rumble on the Dreamcast, WWF No Mercy, SmackDown Just Bring It in 2001, Betrayal on the Game Boy 2001, WF Betrayal.
Yeah, that was the one where I think Stephanie McMahon was kidnapped.
Yeah. Yeah. WWF with Authority on the Game Boy, Crush Hour, WrestleMania 19, Legends of Wrestling 2009, WWE All-Stars 2011, WWE 12 People's Edition, and he even got his own game this year, which has surpassed 100,000 downloads, Rockpocalypse.
Whoa. So,
right, which is...
A lot of those covers you're on about, he shared it with multiple people. I mean, three or four out of them that he's had it on his own. Like, we share with multiple people. It kind of reminds me of WWE Superstars on the Game Boy. If anyone ever played the original, that was a badass game, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, back in the day.
I used to play that till, like, my thumbs were sore.
Oh, no, days.
You had the Undertaker, Hogan, Warrior.
That's a good thing, then, isn't it, that you're saying that it's been on all these covers, because then it's now recognized to people.
So The Rock's a familiar name, man, right? WF games, or WE games, sell consistently. They've sold well since 2000, more or less, and sell at least 20 million copies worldwide, mostly on the Xbox 360 today. I'm on PS3 now, so I hate that stuff, but personally. But anyway, right, the best-selling WF games of all time, out of all the games they've ever released, at number three, in fact, I'll do it, number one, WWE 13, who was on the cover?
Your hero.
My hero.
And not only that, the Attitude Era, it got a lot of people back into it.
Exactly.
All right.
Word up, man. Carry on.
To counter Rats' argument, number two, WWF SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. Who was on the cover for that one?
Brock Lesnar was it? That was him one. All right. Brock Lesnar was him one.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? The Rock was just dusting out to Hollywood at that time. So who's running the dance at that time? Brock and Goldberg.
And here's the third one.
No, and the third one is WWE 12. That had Randall on the cover, but there was also a Rock People's Edition. I don't know which one sold better, but the Rock only comes in at number three, and that is on a limited edition. So CM Punk's on the cover. It's the bestseller. Rock's on the cover, it's number two. The Rock gets his own game, it comes at number three, after The Rock has been on the cover of all these games.
I've got a question for you, and I know the answer to this before I even ask it yet.
Uh-oh.
Which of these games, does anyone buy based on who's on the front cover? The front cover is not going to make me buy the game or not buy the game. It's who's on the disc and the quality of the game.
Drop the bottom on them!
I agree with you, man. At the end of the day, as long as the content on the disc is good, I'm not too bothered, right? But it's why The Rock...
What?
It's not about who's on the cover. It's the gameplay. You know what I mean? Yeah. See, there's games out there, right? That's got whack graphics. But the gameplay's done.
Just don't forget, if you've really got a gripe, you can make yourself a little CM Punk and Paul Heyman cover and then send it to the competition, and you never know, you could win, and you could just flip the side over, because you won't have to have the Rock cover. And if it really pisses you off that much, you can go into Endgame, you can go into Game Station, you can flip the covers of all them as well.
I see, this is why I'm pissed off, man. The only reason I'm pissed off, it, like I say, I'm with you, man, as long as the disc is crisp and everything on the game is good, I'm down for it, I'll buy it, I'll pay my monies. My beef is The Rock is a brand name nowadays, but honestly, this guy has wide appeal to who exactly outside of wrestling. Like, honestly, who gives a fuck about The Rock outside of wrestling?
To The Rock and are like, hey, you used to be a wrestler. But there's people out there that still do.
Yeah, people who like Fast and Furious and fans of his films. I mean, I know like a lot of people who like his films, but never seen him wrestle kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
See, a lot of people need to learn, man. The Rock was a wrestler first. My beef is not that the fact that The Rock's on the cover or anything like that. My beef is how the internet wrestling community has responded to it. Yeah, that's right, man. Word is gone. Mike P, Mike Knox, let me tell you something, Holmes. You call the internet wrestling community idiots. Well, the Frank said, I call them dickheads. I call them absolute pieces of monkey crap that should have a wash, red is gone. You know what I mean? You won't put the cover. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something, right? Let me tell you something. You're a gamer, right? Like us. I mean, you like to play games. You a PlayStation 3 there? Right? You got a PlayStation 3, Jay. I got a PlayStation 3, right? When the game drop, you gonna buy the game anyway, yes?
Yeah.
Jay, you gonna buy the game anyway, yes?
Yes, well, I'm with you, man.
Anyway, yeah?
Okay,
so yeah. It means nothing. That's all means nothing.
No, but it does, man. It does.
I mean, you might know.
Okay, Jay, quick question for you. Who would you have front cover then? I'm sure you've thought about that already.
I do, man. Look, man, the way I think
is... No.
Roll on, Mike. Set time. Right, wrestling fans are pissed at this.
Right on the cover.
Zack Ryder. What about CM Punk? The guy was 434 days as champion. Does that mean nothing? So, all right.
And he lost. With an elbow drop. He lost the title with an elbow drop.
He lost a pot
time. Ended with an elbow drop.
He lost to a part time wrestler that wrestled 3 big matches, beat Punk twice, and got the title. Don't even get me started on that bullshit, man. This is about the game, man. That's for another show.
You already don't know that The Rock was going to do it one more time. He's going to become WF champion.
For 2 years in a row anyway, and that's not just the thing about the same goes for
FIFA Pro
and John Madden or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Even Hello Kitty Island Adventure, you know what I mean? Gonna change the front cover.
Here's the thing, the most popular WF game franchise is SmackDown, right? Mm-hmm. From the very first one, SmackDown on the PlayStation, mm-hmm. right? It was so popular that we had all these other affiliates. You had Day of Reckoning, you had Betrayal, you had mm-hmm. WF 2000 and all that business, mm-hmm. right? And they never really, WWF Raw, WWF Attitude, and they never really had that same success as SmackDown. SmackDown mm-hmm. has had that. From the PlayStation one, from the very first one, mm-hmm. right? Who was the one who started that SmackDown shit?
Exactly.
The D-Rock!
Who made SmackDown a word in the fucking dictionary?
D-Rock! Right? Yeah, I mean, he starts this SmackDown shit. And it's the motherfucking fans he gets. Hello.
No, Mike, he's had his time, man. Fans him.
No,
man. People have been swinging from the people's nut for too long now. I like The Rock. I love The Rock.
You want to talk numbers, yeah? Last year's WrestleMania was the highest grossing WrestleMania. It's finally done it. It's finally beat WrestleMania 23. The main event was John Cena against
The Rock.
Thank you. So, when all the money comes in, yeah, anyone who's on the WrestleMania card, if you're on the free-for-all match or whatever, they get more money. So, the same goes for the game. The more people that buy the game, everyone who else is on the game, they get more money. So,
at the same time, You know what I mean? At the same time, I treat my games like I do my hip-hop albums. You see what I'm saying? It's right. Like, if I'm buying a game, that's because I like the game. I know the game's going to be down, I'm going to buy the game. Because I can hip-hop album. Lloyd Banks over there, so. You bought the Lloyd Banks album because you thought, yeah, man, you got like...
Probably some of the cover shit as well, for the cover. The shit cover.
But it's Lloyd Banks. You rate Lloyd Banks. You think, yeah, man, Lloyd Banks, him alright, man. You know what I mean? He's got lyrical skills and all that. You bought the album, right? At that point, when you buy the album, when you buy the Lloyd Banks album, at that point, do you think, I wonder how much copies this is going to sell in the first week? Do you think that?
No, really.
Right!
No.
Right!
I'm not going to worry about the numbers.
Alright.
That's for fucking Interscope to worry about.
Alright. Alright. Sorry, Jay. Sorry to cut you, Jay. God of War Legend. You bought that, right?
Yeah.
You bought, yeah, man. God of War. Yeah. Kratos. You've got to chop up people.
Kratos! The demon!
Right, yeah. I love the new one, Ascension, brilliant, brilliant game. Now,
right,
I'm even tempted to buy God of War 3 again, because it's one of my favourite games of all time, but you bought it, and you
got
to that point, I wonder how many copies it's going to sell.
Uh-huh.
Right, thank you very much. Right, now I'm going to twist it to you, Jay. I'm going to twist it to you. You see the next game that come out? FIFA 14?
Yes.
I posed this question to you, right? Right?
It's got Messi on the cover.
Okay, FIFA 14, right? Suppose David Beckham is on the cover.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You used to play for Manchester United, right?
Mike, you've been gone a long time, innit? just say Van Persie, Robin Van Persie.
But the Rock full time, you see what I'm saying? The Rock gone from wrestling full time, he's on part time. David Beckham, you know what I mean? He's not long finished for football completely. FIFA 14 comes out, David Beckham comes on the cover. Right? Wearing a Manchester United shirt. Just for argument's sake. And a lot of football are like, no, man. What is he on the cover for? You, right? You, as a Manchester United fan, you're going to take that kind of person, aren't you? Tell the truth.
Not, man. If Beckham was on the cover, I'd be hyped for it, because I'll
see
Beckham.
Man,
What I'm saying is, if the game was shit, I wouldn't buy it. If Beckham was on the cover, I'd still be like, oh, where's Messi? Where's Ronaldo? These are the players, man. These are the players that we play with now. So, Mike, I'd still push, man.
Where you could have David Beckham as a secret character or something, and he played for Manchester United in his proper Manchester United suit and everything.
Secret character, the Rocket is the face. This is my beef, man. My beef is mainly not that the Rock, because the Rock sells units, man. No matter what you say.
Exactly. I'm on the fruit.
It makes no sense. No, let me tell you something. It's not you, Jay, because you back up your shit. Like, I ain't got no problems with you. I've got problems with the IWC itself, right? Going on like dickheads. You know what I mean? I can't lie. Some of your cats, you made me laugh with some of your covers. You know what I mean? Some of your covers will give me some joke.
I did the Undertaker one in the fucking mobility car.
In the wheelchair and shit. Yeah, that's funny. I've seen a man, Brett Screw, Brett edition. I've seen that. Right. That gives me joke. I've even said a little Jimmy. I'll be laughing at that. Yo, you know who you are. You know what I mean? You know who you are making all them covers, man. I'm international wrestling fan base. You know what I mean? Making all them covers. You've made me chuckle. You understand? But, you know what I mean? These so nice guys who don't watch themselves, who've gone overboard with this shit, man. You know what I mean? If you're a gamer, you're going to buy the game anyway. If you're not a gamer, shut the fuck up. Put up Deutsche clowning, you know what I mean? All due respect, we've got the clown, edition, Andre the Giant edition, this, that, your ass, right? It's not going to be in the game, motherfucker! You have to make that shit yourself!
Mm-hmm. Mike, let me put this to you then. Let me put this to you.
So much. Let me tell you something. Sorry, Jay. Wrestling fans have pissed me off so much, right? That at this time, I don't even call myself a wrestling fan no more, man. It's matter of fact. I'll tie it real quick, man. You two can take it over, man. Word up, man. I'm just in the food for hot.
Is that agitating, man? It's shit pants, man. So I'll take over.
Shadow, listen, man, right, my beef is not with the fact of the Rotters on the cover, it's just because why the Rotters on the cover. Personally, I thought, because the game was under a new direction, with new people, with the new wave of talent, which is the best, personally, I feel, since the Ruthless Aggression era, these guys should be on the cover, because these guys are the ones putting in seats week in, week out, not the fucking Rock. The Rock does not put bums in seats week in, week out.
They're a company, WWE are a company, so is 2K, 2 whatever, they're a company as well, and a company, their main objective is to make money.
Which is
understandable. That's what the Rock does, he makes money.
But let me put this to you, right, the Rock is only on the cover, so moms and dads look at the game and go, oh, I've seen him in Race to Witch Mountain, this is great, I'm going to buy this game for my little boy. Exactly. Oh,
that's what I'm just saying to you, to make money, that's why he's on the front.
And which is whack, but... Yeah,
personally, I'd put someone like Dolph Ziggler on the front, something like that.
See, now we're talking about... Or how about a Daniel Bryan Yes edition and a No edition? The Yes edition comes with like a free t-shirt or some shit? I don't know.
You know when Hogan was on the front cover of SmackDown, did you feel the same way then?
Yeah, well, I never liked Hogan anyway, man. So, even back in the day, I never liked Hogan that much.
Give me back now. Right. All you dumb motherfuckers beat on me, bitching and crying about the Rock being on the cover. You know why they're not on the cover? Promoting Batman like it's okay onto Rainbow, onto Rainbow and bullshit. He's not on the cover, so that's why they're bitching and complaining, man.
Legal disclaimer, Michael Grant's views do not necessarily reflect the views of Sean Palmer and Archie Press.
I'm not sure.
Michael, calm down before you crap your pants again, man. Listen.
I represent my motherfucking self, man, on the BDSI network, man. Yeah, I mean, not necessarily affect others or of this Rap Talk Centre, but it's like, yo, Dolph Ziggler, you're my backing man, right? He's got his spaghetti hair, he shaves his ass, wears a pink brief, and that's the guy that wrestling fans dress in community support. They want him on the cover, he's not getting on the cover, right? That's
Bret Hart hasn't had a pink brief.
But he made it look cool. He made it look cool. Pink and black.
What about Mr. Model Martel? I can't remember him, man.
You know, Martel. Yeah, but you were nothing. But Bret Hart, he made it look cool. Pink and black with stars panning, and look cool. He dropped the short shoots on you, your goose cook. You're tapping out of that shit. Best of the world, best there is, best there ever will be.
That's just like saying, oh, Shawn Michaels is gay because he fucking used to dance around and shake his bottom, man. They're doing it for the ladies, that's their thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can't do it wearing pink briefs. Remember the last time Shawn Michaels in pink attire? You know what I mean?
I'm sure prime time players,
they're gay as well, right? Let me ask you a question, right? You.
Yes.
And Shad, your tag team partners, right? Tag team. Oh, WWE. Really? Yes, you are.
Okay.
Listen to me, right? You're tag team people in WWE, right?
Yeah.
Right. Running after the titles, whatever. Right.
Where's the shoe?
Would you
mm-hmm.
rock pink brief and hold each other by the waist?
Who does that?
About millions of dollars. Would you do it? Tell the truth. You're two guys,
Mike, I could see these two doing it, you know.
Why
the prime time players do it?
No,
if I would.
Exactly.
You know, you pay me to the fans, rude boy.
Everybody has a price.
Holding my bedroom, Richard Selby. By the way, millions of dollars. It ain't gonna happen. On the shoulders? Yes. On the waist? No. You're holding a girl by the shoulder. By the waist. Right?
I would say it's necessarily synonymous with Batman, because let's be honest, the biggest, you know, quote unquote homosexual wrestler was
Billy and Chuck.
Yeah, they wore red.
Did you like a bit though? Well, Goldust had gold, and he was portraying.
Exactly. So basically, it doesn't matter what colour briefs you wear, really.
Yeah, no. Good counter. Very good counter right there, man, with Goldust.
Or Jado.
Jado?
Oh! Jado? I forgot about that!
Just to counteract your argument, man. You just said black and pink was cool. Now Titus O'Neil wears pink.
No. All pink brief and it's shiny and shit. That's disgusting, man. You know what I mean? That's ill. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the attire. You know what I mean? Bret Hart, he kept it sensible. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah. The attire, and he had trousers, tights, whatever you're gonna call it, right? Black and pink, that's cool. You see what I'm saying? But the way how Gold is gonna be doing it? No, sir. No.
Is this about lay off the box? Wearing my box on these skills in the ring?
When you come on Raw or Payback or Money Out of Bank or something like that, let me tell you something. I'm in the kitchen making my pudding, yo. I'm making my coffee chocolate pudding, man. I mean, I'll pay attention to our blog, you know what I mean? I don't care if the boy good. You know what I mean? I am aware that the boy has skills. I am aware that the man's got skills. You know what I mean? But here's the thing about Goldberg. The man can't technique, he get kicking in the head and get concussion. Look on Mankind, right? Man, that's how kids and all, and that's how power can set himself on fire, all sorts of shit.
I won't let him do that now, though, really.
What man type of technique?
Yeah.
Right. Don't technique, man. Don't be going weak, man. Being weak.
Mike, let me put this to you then, getting back to the covers. If the cover of the game and on the disc itself was Dolph Ziggler with his batty showing with the primetime players holding it behind Dolph Ziggler, would you be saying, yo, fuck up the artwork as long as the content on the disc is okay?
Yes!
Oh shit, you would be going nuts! Mike, let's just say that's one edition.
Jay, let's be real about something, right?
Mike!
Keep it real, I keep it 100, right? As far as Dolph Ziggler, even if he was on the cover, I wouldn't be too happy. Of course I wouldn't be too happy. But, BUT, you know what I mean? Born Universal Truth. Right, I'd still buy the game.
First, you can flip it over to the other side, because you've got Chuck and Billy and Goldust and Pat Brown.
To me, I'm gonna buy the game.
You just said that when Goldust is on TV, you gonna make your pudding.
You're damn right, that's on TV, right?
No, on the pudding screen.
I'm gonna buy the game.
Why?
Stop the phenomenon. I'll pick the Rock on purpose, you know, not even undertaking. I'll probably pick the Rock, that the guy that all of a sudden the wrestling community hates all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Bloody sick on my head. You need to watch your brief!
Also, a quick question. Jay, if you just pick like one legend to be downloadable, who'd you pick?
Austin?
Would it be an NXT, obviously? You can't have Macho Man in there.
Yeah, Macho Man's already been there. He's in WWE 12. I want to put that out as well. He was in WWE 12.
Yeah, he was.
Are we talking old legends?
Not wrestling there. Even if they're wrestling in another faction, but that doesn't count. They're going to be retired, I guess.
Yeah. See, personally, I want Austin, but Austin had his own version last year. So if I had to go back before then, it's got to be Coco Beware.
It's a downloadable character.
Yeah, someone created
it.
Flair had two down ones. And one of them was Coco.
Today's catchy. That bird would look fly, man. I'm telling
you. Oh my gosh. Shout out to Anthony Cardenas, man. How about you, Shad? Would you ever see you one downloadable legend?
I love Ted DiBiase, man.
He's never
been on the game, man.
He was
not on the PlayStation 3 games,
sort of.
Was he on 12?
Two.
Ted DiBiase,
has he been downloadable? He's definitely been a secret character in a lot of the games, man. Ted DiBiase, the million dollar man. Yeah, definitely.
How about you, my dog?
Me?
Legends of Wrestling.
Johnson, rude boy.
Good thing it's a game, because then you can't injure people, really.
Oh, no. Oh, Ahmed Johnson, yes. I'm a bad boy.
I personally have Mr. Perfect, but then I'd also have the Ultimate Kane uniform of Dr. Isaac Yankum DDS.
Yep.
I don't think anyone will probably remember that. Do you remember that, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Isaac Yankum, the dentist, yeah.
Yeah, had really bad teeth.
Yo, speaking of that, yeah, I've seen Kane out of character, man.
He's on that thing, man.
That's what I've been telling you, man. Kane's wearing a wig, man.
That's not a big thing, man. That's just me.
I've got Paul Heyman type hair, man.
Yeah, tied back.
I didn't know that.
I did know that he had some of his real hair because I saw his fake hair and his real hair.
Bull Kane has never been as good as hair, fake or not fake. Undertaker looked in the mirror and thought, you know what, I need to get a haircut, man, shaved off his head. The Rock looked and said, yo, I've got receding hairline, I'm going to shave off my hair.
The Rock?
Yeah, I can tell that from back a day.
From Hollywood Rock?
I think Triple D just because of corporate purposes, I think he should cut his hair, Michael needs to cut his hair now, seriously, please. And if the rumours are true and Jake Roberts does come back
he needs to cut his hair, because when I last seen him a few years ago it was on Jeremy Kyle at one point.
Was it Trisha?
It was on one of them shows.
A few years back, five years ago, it was on Jeremy Kyle, Trisha,
and he looked in a bad way then. Like he had a few straggles there. He looked more like Skinner. Remember Skinner?
he looked a lot better now still. But yo, enough of that shit. Yo, BDSR Network, Smack Talk Centre. You just heard it. You know what? Usually I say you just heard a classic. This week, you just heard a riot up in here. You just heard a riot.
Four horsemen.
Nation of Domination. I just call it the Nation of Domination, man. You know what I mean? You call it that, Owen Hart.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. This is the true Fatal 4-Way, man.
Oh, sugar. Fatal 4-Way Pipe Bomb Edition, man.
I see was just, I don't know, out there somewhere, man, by the commentators, quite a lot. chatting to fans and signing autographs and shit.
All of Jay Midas people, you know what I mean? All the hoes of the Shad Father.
Who have we got on the show next week? Have you got anyone in line?
Well, next week we've got the Money in the Bank predictions, you know what I mean?
Big show.
Big Show?
No. Not real.
Big Show? I thought I bought you.
Next week is the Big Show, man, before MITB.
Yeah, man. Money in our bank. Right. We've got the predictions.
What is money in the briefcase?
Money in our briefcase.
Money in the
bank. What's your name, chick? Mommy got
Next week we'll go into more detail. In the money in our bank, word is one man, predictions, everything that matches that release that back on the card, who we're backing,
cards are set to change,
cards are set to change, we've got our team everything, man. It's gonna be a mad show, man. It's gonna be a mad one, it's gonna be a riot, just like this week. BDSI Network, Max Talk Center. Yo, I'm your host, the former, Chad Father, Isaac Fish, Y2J. We out! Mommy hit me on the jack, told me the outside, and I'm about to score the back of the